Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Ah, big sip of water there. Got to stay hydrated. There we are. We'll hear from Cam Hayward before we get out of here today. He had some things to say after the Steelers lost. Oh, they're showing that video from the parkway in the fire very early this morning. Terrible, terrible situation and scene. A fatal wreck on the parkway just above Oakland there. Bad, bad, bad deal. Tamara Rush actually drove past that on her way into work today, and she was kind of stopped in traffic and captured that. It's just an awful, awful thing. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So we had some breaking news just before I went on the air. CBS broke in with a special report, and it went like this.
CBS News special report. A federal judge dismisses the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Comey was charged with giving false statements to Congress back in 2020 and obstruction of justice. He pleaded not guilty. James, who also pleaded not guilty, was charged with bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution.
CBS's John Dickerson, the judge ruling that prosecutor Lindsay Halligan, who brought the charges at President Trump's urging, was illegally appointed. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
What the judge is saying here is that Lindsay Halligan is not in the position lawfully because there's a four-month window in which you could have an acting U.S. attorney serving as top prosecutor. That window closed September 22nd. Therefore, Halligan is not to be the U.S. attorney unless judges choose her to be.
Again, a federal judge has thrown out the criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. CBS News special report. I'm Vicki Barker.
Thank you, Vicki, as always. Great, great stuff from her. Okay, so is Trump and his administration losing some of their momentum? Let me go over some things. Pardon me. First of all, that cough. But let me go over some things. Now, there were some, maybe even bipartisan, who felt that Trump had mustered some momentum over the summer months. So the border was sealed off and has been sealed off. Okay? Some may disagree with that, but I think by and large, people did not want other people just traipsing through, especially to the south, traipsing through and just running roughshod into our country. Okay? So that was one thing. Mark Fogel getting released. Mark Fogel, who was a school teacher that was in a Russian jail, would have died in that, would have died in that Russian jail if not for Donald Trump. There is no question. It's unequivocally true. He'd still be there. He'd be there till he died. His mother would never get to see him again. And Donald Trump made that happen. Then, when was it? June, I guess it was, that Trump sent and put together pretty covertly those three nuclear sites in Iran that got bombed. Okay? So you take those three things, they're probably even in bipartisan form, and especially in the middle, maybe of both parties, but independents and definitely the middle and sort of logical people, they looked at those three things and they said, and I know there were far more people giving the thumbs up to those three things than giving the thumbs down, right? You didn't want Iran to have nuclear weapons anymore, or at least you wanted to kind of flex a little muscle on them. You wanted Mark Fogel out of jail. That's for sure, especially here in Western Pennsylvania. It was such a big story here. And then the border. Have some control. If you ever want to have some reform on immigration, the very first thing is sealing the border. You got to just get it under control. So Trump had mustered and gained some momentum. He was riding a wave a little bit. Has he lost that wave, considering what I just played, that federal judge dismissed the indictments against both Comey and Letitia James just today, and the judge found that the appointment of Lindsay Halligan was personal, was handpicked to try to increase pressure to bring criminal cases against Trump's political enemies. That's one thing. But there were the rebuked 50-year mortgages that MAGA and a bunch of people on Trump's side looked at and go, well, we can't do this. There was the failed redistricting in Indiana that just happened. There are the declining poll numbers. I don't know if they could be argued with all that much. And there's the economy in totality. Things are more expensive now than they were a year ago, by and large. And on top of it, I think there was a thought maybe a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, that the situation in Ukraine and Russia, that Donald Trump was going to be the guy to kind of swoop in, play peacekeeper, peacemaker, and this would all be done. Now that's in the balance again, for sure. So at 866-391-1020, has he lost the mojo or maybe the momentum that he started to gain? It sure looks that way. And some will say, and an earlier caller said this, maybe Trump doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't care one bit. Well, does the Republican Party care? Does J.D. Vance care? I think J.D. Vance, in order to get elected and have two Republican presidents in a row, J.D. Vance is going to have the guy before him go out on a pretty big high note, or at least on a high note. He can't have it deteriorating. He can't have it to where the end of Donald Trump's tenure is something that's not on an upswing. Or people who are in the middle, people who are undecided, people who are independent, are going to look at it and say, you know, I could be swayed either way. And where am I going to go with it? Donald Trump needs to, and then you have the stuff just the end of last week. Was Donald Trump maybe factually correct in what he said to the six Democratic people who formerly served that decided they want to come out and say harsh words? Yes, but he didn't need to say death. He just didn't. He could have just said they will be punished to the highest form that the law allows. And he would have been fine. But now they've, in a way, twisted it, but in a way played to their masses and said he wants them executed. And it's almost impossible to wriggle out from under that when he never would have got involved in that nonsense if he didn't use the word death. So has he lost the momentum that he seemingly gained over the summer?
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.